What is your first thought when you hear the word prayer? Is it joy or is it effort? My guest believes your prayer life should be your greatest joy. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Mark Morozov, is proclaiming good news worldwide. He comes from a strong lineage of ministers and prominent prophets that have planted multiple congregations in Russia and Ukraine. Mark's world got shattered when he was 14. What happened?
Yeah, I had an aunt that woke me up in the morning, and she gave me this horrific news that my father had passed away. He was hit by a drunk driver, and, you know, I was shattered, I was broken. What kind of good God would allow something like this to happen? And I began to just weep, and I remember all the turmoil in the house. My mom couldn't handle it emotionally, got very sick, ended up in the hospital. So here I am, basically growing up with no parents, and ended up just having a little bit of chaos at the house and ended up running away at 17 years old.
What does someone do without, I assume, without money at 17 on the streets?
Well, I ended up moving in with a friend and working and just got caught up with that life, started to just party and hang out with bad friends and drink and just do reckless things. I remember one time overdosing where I actually felt my spirit leaving my body. It was just, you know, they say you could taste death when it's near. I remember tasting death and I knew it's over. I remember getting on my knees, crying out to God. Another time, leaving a party, getting shot at. People just shooting at us, driving away, running over a guy. He broke his leg, broke his foot. Another time I remember a friend was playing with a gun and points it to my head. And he clicks it. I remember being so upset and saying, why would you do that? And he's like, there's no bullets in there. There's no clip in there. And I say, no, check it again. And he checks it again and he clicks it on the ground and it shoots. It was supposed to shoot into my head. This is just the kind of circle group I was around. I was lost.
Well, how in the world did you turn yourself around with that?
You know, I wanted to change my life around. So many times I remember trying to call out to God, but really I didn't want to let God do it. I remember there was this guy that I had sold drugs to that ended up overdosing. I heard he ended up in the hospital. He disappeared. And so I heard he changed his life around. I ended up bumping into him at the gas station. And at the gas station, he invites me to this Bible school where he himself had his life transformed. So I go to this graduation, and he's the one that ends up testifying about what God did in his life. I heard about God my whole life, growing up in a Christian family. For the first time in my life, I encountered the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit.
When you say, I encountered the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, was this a feeling? Describe it to me.
As he was sharing, I was filled with this peace, with this love, with this joy. My whole life, what I have been seeking after, I'd found in that one moment, it was Jesus. I had encountered his presence. I remember falling on my knees and just weeping and crying out to God of his goodness, feeling his love, feeling his joy, his peace.
Mark, God has shown you something about the glorious glory. What is that?
You know, I see in the Bible, in the book of Acts, it says, when Peter stands up and he begins to preach, what's happening here right now is what it says in the book of Joel chapter 2. And in the last days, I will pour out my spirit, says the Lord, that your young men and your daughters, they will prophesy. They will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. And the Lord kept speaking to me saying, reread it. What is prophecy? What are dreams? I said, well, the gift of the Spirit. He said, now reread it. So I began to reread it. In the last days, says God, I'm going to pour out my Holy Spirit. Your sons and daughters, they will move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Your young man will move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Your old man will move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God spoke to me and said, in the last days, it's going to be the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be the supernatural evidence of what God's doing that's going to bridge the gap between every generation. Jesus, when he came on this earth, he didn't establish a ministry called Jesus Ministry or a church called Jesus Church. What he did was establish disciples. Yes, the disciples made the church, and Jesus said to Peter, on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not stand against it. He picked some nobody, some fishermen, some tax collectors. He picked these guys nobody would choose, and he said, I want you now to do what I did, but greater. And he said this, now you go and you make disciples, and you teach them how to do what I showed you to do. This was the intention of what Jesus wanted church and the body of Christ to look like. So here it says that in the last days, I'm going to pour out my Holy Spirit. Your young man will prophesy. Your old man will see dreams. This is what Jesus is going to be doing in the last days. The whole church will be moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Not just the elders, not just the pastors or the evangelists or the teachers. The whole church, this was the intention of church, to make disciples, for everybody to function wherever you are. And I believe this is the greater glory, that Jesus is coming back for a glorious bride. A spotless bride. What is a spotless bride? What is a glorious bride? It's a bride in her fullness. The bride casting out devils, healing the sick, prophesying. And so God spoke to me, he said, this is what you're going to see in the last days. The closer we're going to get to the coming of Jesus, the more we're going to see the church fully functioning in what God has for the church in Jesus' mighty name. And so God spoke to me and he said, if you allow the sons and the daughters to prophesy, I'm going to give you the greater glory. I'm going to overflow my Holy Spirit. You're going to see the outpouring.
Mark discovered a secret that opens the door to the supernatural. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Mark Morozzo. Have you lost your original joy? Have you lost your original hunger for God? I'm going to tell you something. There is a breakthrough with the information that Mark has put together. Mark, you have an intriguing brand new book, The Joy of Prayer. Most believers know the value of prayer, but they don't put the word joy and prayer together. Why did you write this book?
You know, joy is Jesus. And when you find Jesus, you find true joy. And he causes you to have joy in the midst of whatever season you're in. With the uprise of the demonic agenda of the enemy, we need to hunger for God more now than ever before. When a people begin to pray and connect with God, they begin to follow God.
Mark, we have an exclusive 3-CD audio series that's available only here. The Joy of Intimacy with God. How did you happen to do this series?
You know, I believe that in today's time, so many people are not hungry for God. Everything wants to take away your hunger. Everything on this earth is built to rob you from more of God. This CD will help you jumpstart and accelerate your relationship with the Lord.
I believe it's like going into a new gear in the Spirit. It's time to get your joy back in your prayer life. It's time to get your joy back from greater intimacy with God.
Don't miss out on this full immersion experience. Call or go online at sidroth.org/9986 to make your donation of only $36 for Mark Morozov's new book, The Joy of Prayer. Shipping and handling is included. And you'll also get his exclusive new audio 3-CD set, The Joy of Intimacy with God. This one-of-a-kind intimacy package is meant for you, and you won't find it anywhere else.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Mark says praying opens the door to supernatural encounters with God. But people are giving up on prayer. Why?
You know, the enemy understands the power of prayer. The enemy understands that when people begin to pray, they begin to fulfill their destiny and their purpose that God had placed them on this earth for. The Bible says that the whole world longs for revealing of the sons of God. Who are sons? Sons are those who know their father. Orphans have a father too, but they just don't know him. It's when you begin to have identity and sonship with the Father, when you begin to know Him, there's something that happens when you begin to draw near to God. That's what happened to me. I began to draw closer to the Father, and I began to see Him reveal Himself to me, and I began to have encounters with Him. You know, what we're seeing right now is an attack against prayer. It's a following after Jesus. Don't just confess Him, but remain in Him. Christians are those who are Christ followers, and we have a generation that says they follow God with their mouth, they confess, but do they truly believe in their heart? Now we can actually fellowship with Him. Every other religion, you have to stretch out to God, but Jesus stretches out to you. Jesus, He's alive, and He wants a relationship with us. And when we seek Him, when we have fellowship with Him, we can then understand our sonship, our identity as sons and daughters of God.
It's almost like we've substituted religion for relationship.
Yeah, because if He steals you from relationship, He gives you religion, which is lawlessness. You could still do a lot without God, but it's going to amount to nothing. It's all going to be pointless. And so as long as the enemy can get people to move in lawlessness and religion and comfort, then they're not fulfilling everything God has for them.
The world is in a time of confusion and turbulence, and we need intimacy with God more than ever. How do we get this, Mark?
You just abide in Him.
You talk about prayer and consistency and building up your prayer life. Explain.
Yeah, you just daily pursue Him. Daily seek Him. You know, some people hear, man, I gotta pray an hour, I gotta pray 2 hours, and it's discouraging to even show up. And some people never show up. It's like, you know, in the beginning of the year, so many people make the plan to go to the gym, and they go one day for an hour and a half, maybe a little less, but they can't go the rest of the year. But if you just go to the gym for 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. You start with what you can and you grow your way up. So you got to start with what you can give Him. If it's 5 minutes a day, you begin with 5 minutes a day. But we're seeing a problem where people start with 5 minutes and stay with 5 minutes. Our relationship with the Father should increase and should grow. And so you have to stay consistent. You have to continue to pursue Him and continue to draw near. And let me tell you, as He draws near to you, you will want to begin to draw more near to Him. You will get more hungry for Him. You know, in the natural, when you're hungry, you eat and you're full. But in the spiritual, when you eat, you get more hungry. So you just show up and begin to just fellowship with Him. Just connect with Him. Just think on things above. And you begin to just get more and more and more hungry.
Yeah, you know, when I talk to you, there's a presence of God coming out of you that I believe causes people to want more of God. Did anyone ever tell you that?
Yes, I've heard that many times.
Okay, can you give us an example of what you do in private when you come into His presence? In other words, demonstrate it.
Yeah. Yeah, so right where you're at, if you're watching online or maybe you're here in the studio with us, let's just close our eyes. Just close your eyes. First and foremost, you've got to take your mind off of the natural. You've got to lay everything at the feet of Jesus, whatever your worries are, your doubts, your fears, whatever you know you've got to take care of, you just bring it to His feet. And you fix your mind on Jesus. You fix your mind on heaven. You connect in your spirit. You connect with your body. You just say, God, I'm here for you. Come on, right where you're at now. I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're driving. Pull over. Maybe you're in a living room with your family. Maybe you're right here in the studio. Just disconnect from where you're at and fix your mind on him. Say, Father, I'm here for you.
Father, I'm here for you.
We're here. Here we are. We're hungry for you, Jesus.
We're hungry for you, Jesus.
Oh, we're so desperate for you, God.
We're desperate for you, God.
There's no place we'd rather be, God, than right here. Right here in your presence, Jesus.
Your presence.
Oh. Come on, just let your heart cry out to him. He's here. I sense him. I sense him in the atmosphere. Oh, we need you. We need you. We're hungry for you, God. Oh, we bless you. We worship you. Come on, just worship him. Come on, let him be the Lord of your prayer life. Just let him invite you and let him bring you into the Holy of Holies. Let him bring you into his presence. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Come on, it's in this place that you can grab hold of heaven. It's in this place that you can grab what heaven is speaking and release it on earth. It's in this place that the Bible says, ask anything in my name. It's in his character. It's in his mind. It's in his thoughts. When you're fully fixed on him, you ask him and he will do it. Lord, come on, just take it. Receive it. Receive it. More, more, more. Come on, bring that heaviness. His yoke is easy. He replaces it with his ease. That depression, that burdensome heart, that heaviness, just laying at his feet. He gives you joy. Thank you, Lord. Makatorobo shende. Come on, just lift up your prayer language. Lift up your prayer language, whether you're here with us in the studio or you're at home with your kids, you're driving, you're working your business stuff. Come on, just lift it up. You don't know what you're praying, but the Spirit of the Lord in you, it prays for you, it edifies you, it helps you enter, it helps you connect. Lord, I just connect with you, God. Oh, come on, just yield, yield. We yield. Karamando shere baba sete. Raba kita ramando shere baba. Rondi remande lere soto. Oh, God. Oh, you're worthy. There's none like you. Come on, come as you are. I feel like some people can't show up because they feel like, you know what? I haven't been the best. I haven't even prayed. I haven't done the best. Listen, come as you are. Just show up. Just give him what you have and he'll work with it. Oh, God. Come on, he's touching people now. He's delivering people now. He's setting some of you free now. Take it. Oh, take it. Receive from heaven. Not from me. I cannot give you anything, but he can. And he's here. He's with you in your home. He's with us here now in this studio. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Hey.
There's such an awesome presence of God in this studio, and I believe it's going right through your television set, and it's the presence of God is actually touching you. But there are many, when they see a young man like Mark, so on fire for God, that know there's something missing. And that maybe you have to take that step. Maybe you've done this before, but you've gotten cold, I want to lead you in a prayer. I want you to mean it. More of God and less of you. Repeat this prayer out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner against you, and you alone have I sinned, and I'm so sorry. I believe your blood washes away every sin I've ever committed, and I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Savior from all my sins. I make you my Lord. Make your home inside of me. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Mark will pray for the impartation of hunger and for intimacy with the Messiah. Many will have a breakthrough. Really, go for it, Mark.
Yeah, so Father, we just thank you. I pray for every person watching this right now and every person even here with us. Come on, just stretch your hands out like a receiving posture. It's a free gift from God for you. Ask Him, God, give me the gift of hunger.
Oh, give me the gift.
Lord, I pray a fresh impartation of hunger, God. May they taste and see. Lord, I pray as they leave this place, God, as they turn off the video, God, as they begin to do their daily thing that they do, God, I pray that they are continuously drawn back to this place with you in Jesus' name. That, Lord, the first thing on their mind is you in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that, Lord, there begins to be a fire on the inside. Lord, that will not let them be the same again in Jesus' name. Right now, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, I pray, let them not be okay with normal Christianity. Let them not be okay with living life normal, living life the way they think they should live life, God. I pray, God, a wooing, an invitation from this moment forward for more. The Spirit cries out, Abba, Father. I pray, begin to cry. Begin to cry within them, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those watching right now that might even have some sickness. I feel that there's people here right now, maybe even in the studio with us, that have pain in their heart, have a heart issue. Be healed. Somebody with just intense headaches, be healed now. You know, the Bible says because of the blood of Jesus, we are healed. Something happens when we enter into this atmosphere, this heavenly atmosphere. Heaven shows up, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is healing. So receive that. Receive your healing. Receive your freedom now. All pain, we take authority over you and command you to leave. All lukewarmness, all religion, be gone, be broken in Jesus. Comfort living, be broken in Jesus' name. Right now, right now, there's somebody with knee pains. God's healing you right now. Be healed. Be healed. Come on, just move your knees. Faith without works is dead. Just begin to move your knees, some of you, right where you're at. Be healed now in Jesus' name. There's somebody with a heel, right heel. Your heel, every time you step on your heel hurts. Be healed now in Jesus' name. No more pain. In the name of Jesus.
And backs are being healed right now. Hips are being healed right now. We're in the presence of the living God. And God says, all things, not just what Sid and Mark have said, all things are possible in this glory. What do you need? Ask God, and He'll show you that. Right now, just say, God, I need this in Yeshua, in Jesus' name. Amen.